Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Hillsborough County's superintendent says face coverings will be required for students, teachers, and staff where social distancing is not possible. Florida added another 6,300 positive coronavirus cases today. According to the state's official dashboard, nearly 214,000 people have been infected and more than 3,800 Floridians have died. This morning, Pinellas County commissioners heard an update from health officials that the county has passed 9,000 coronavirus cases and has logged 206 deaths so far during the pandemic. In the county, there is one facility called a Super SNF, which accommodates some patients recovering from COVID-19. SNF stands for Skilled Nursing Facilities. Assistant County Administrator Lourdes Benedict says the recently expanded Super SNF in Pinellas is already nearly at its new capacity of 60 patients.
Currently, we have one. It started off with 30 beds, and they just increased it with the help of ACA. We had to reach out to them and the help of Baycare Hospital to another 30 beds. So they now have 60 beds. And it's basically a place that is for COVID patients to decompress the hospitals, right? Someone does not have the level of care that's needed in a hospital, and they're safe to step down before they can go back to their regular nursing home. So right now we have 60 and we continue to look for more.
That's Assistant Pinellas County Administrator Lourdes Benedict talking about a skilled nursing facility known as a Super SNF. County Administrator Barry Burton told commissioners that the county could rapidly ramp up another Super SNF if needed. Burton also said the county has the coronavirus pandemic in mind while preparing for hurricane season and evacuation shelters.
We do have those plans. They're evolving as we go, but we've had to completely redo the way in which we look at shelters. We used to have a standard for 20 square foot per person. That's changed to 60 to be able to help people spread out. If you come into the shelter, you are going to wear a mask. You are going to have your temperature checked. And then we need to deal with people that maybe can't come into a shelter because of this. So what do we do with them? So there's a number of issues that Kathy Perkins and her team have looked at and are working with community partners. The schools have been amazing partners in working with her on options because we're going to need more space.
Burton was asked about hurricane shelters by Commissioner Ken Welch. Welch once again used a photograph of a St. Petersburg street mural with the words Black Lives Matter as his background during the video meeting. His use of the photo was criticized at a previous meeting by Commissioner Kathleen Peters. We'll bring you more next hour on the WMNF News headlines at 5:30. Florida's Democratic congressional delegation is blasting Governor Ron DeSantis' response to the coronavirus outbreak, saying he is killing Floridians. Several members said in a call with reporters today that the Republican governor's refusal to issue statewide orders requiring masks and closing beaches is spreading the disease. They also called on him to close gyms and again forbid inside dining at restaurants. DeSantis said masking orders should be left to local governments. Dr. Anthony Fauci says states with soaring coronavirus rates have a window of opportunity to bring it under control. He spoke in favor of state and local requirements for masks in public. Fauci, who is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Diseases, says the United States is in a resurgence of coronavirus cases, with daily cases nearly double the country's previously high baseline. Fauci spoke in favor of schools reopening, saying there are ripple effects for families if children can't go to school. He says places with high rates of illness might consider mandatory masks or rotating schedules to reduce classroom size. President Trump's niece offers a scathing portrayal of her uncle in a new book. Mary Trump writes that a perfect storm of catastrophes have exposed the president at his worst. She writes that the coronavirus pandemic, the possibility of an economic depression, and deepening social divides have brought out the worst effects of Trump's pathologies. She says the combination of emergencies are problems that no one is less equipped than my uncle to manage. In the book, Mary Trump makes several revelations, including alleging that the president paid a friend to take the SATs in his place. Mary Trump is the daughter of Trump's eldest brother, who died in 1981. Here's the weather for the Tampa Bay area tonight. Partly cloudy and breezy with a chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm. Overnight lows will be near 80. Tomorrow, breezy with scattered thunderstorms in the morning and highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, WMNF.org, and the WMNF app.